Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Sunday, fine Sunday on the East Coast. And you know what time it is. I'm JT, a.k.a. The Master. And this is The Master Plan. And you know what this is. It's not as an old school song. From the Ohio Players. Call it Skin Tight. Be right back. Number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is a number to call if you want to talk to me. We have a chat room open. The chat room is always for your convenience, at always. Question, comment, statement, whatever you want to do in the chat room, within reason, because what you get, what you put out, don't be afraid to get a response. So if it's something that's inflammatory, there may be something inflammatory coming back to you. So, chatter beware. That's all I got to say. We'll be talking about a few things. Talking about a little baseball. Talking about a little basketball, maybe. A little football. You know what? I got a friend. Victor Gardner, he's a pretty good friend. We've been friends for a few years, and we've been in several fantasy leagues, basketball, football, and baseball. Baseball last season, as you know, because I've been talking about it over and over again on this show and several shows. I jumped in for the first time and won. But Victor has he's not here to defend himself. I understand that, but I don't care. This is my show. I'm going to run it the way I see it. Has shown a little resentment and a little jealousy over the fact that he couldn't believe, it won't give me the just due credit, that I was able to dominate a league for the first time. I jumped into it from start to finish. If you don't know, I jumped into a fantasy baseball league that he had been running last year for the first time. I forget what draft order I was. I was fourth or fifth, somewhere around. I forget exactly was. But from the first week until the final week, including the playoffs, I was the number one seed. I never lost first place from the time we started to the time the league ended, and I won the championship. And he cannot believe, won't give me just due credit. He's trying to pass it off on my 80-something-year-old mother that she gave me the good enough advice that helped me win the league? No. No, Victor. It ain't like that. Well, anyway, here's the deal. Last year, I gave up some picks. I think the second and third pick for this year in making one of the trades I made. And if I'm not mistaken, I shouldn't say if I'm not mistaken. It's going to severely limit me in picking this year. For the simple fact is, I don't have. He supposedly told me it was randomized, the pick for this year, randomized. Okay. He just so happened to get the third pick. I just so happened to get the 11th pick. And he said it was randomized. Okay? So, what I'm saying is this. In the second round, I don't have a pick. In the third round, I have a pick. In the fourth round, I have a pick. In the fifth round, I have a pick. So I'm be hampered by several picks. Several picks. So it'll be very interesting to see how I do this year. But the simple fact is, I'm going to be hampered by a couple picks, and starting from the 11th pick, it's going to be. You know, I had told you that first pick, second pick, and third pick. In my opinion, that my first pick would be Ryan Braun. Most people, because it's a popular pick, it's going to be Mike Trout. We'll have to wait and see. I know of the first three that most people are going to pick, none of those are going to drop down to the 11th pick. So I have the 11th pick. So who would I pick on the 11th pick? Do I take a pitcher? Or do I take a somebody I think somebody I think is going to be, because I don't have a second pick. So this first pick is crucial. It's absolutely crucial. Because the next pick I have is the third pick. So the next pick I is crucial. It's crucial. And I must pick. I must pick. Must pick smartly. So who's to say what I'm going to pick in the 11th? You know, I'm not going to give anything away on this show. But I can guarantee it won't be a pitcher. It's going to be an everyday player, and I have a strong idea who I'm going to pick here. Like I said, the number to call is 347-637-3220. If you have any thoughts on who I should pick, call in. Let me know. The 12-team league, head-to-head. I can give you the categories if you want, but it's a head-to-head league. 12 categories for pitching, 11 categories for hitting. And give me an idea what you may think about who I should take with the 11th pick, not having a second-round pick. Not having a second-round pick. So that's crucial. So I got to make my first pick really count. Otherwise, I'm going to be... because my next pick won't be until the third pick. So it's going to be very important that I... very important that I make the right pick. I don't know. I'm trying to think which way I may go. You could influence that, you know? It's a money league. It's a possibility that... excuse me. The draft is on the... let me see, the draft is on the 26th, if I'm not mistaken. excuse me, the draft is on the 23rd, and it's going to be a online, live online draft at 3 p.m., so it'll be after the 1 p.m. show, and I'll talk to you about it, which is going to be, it's a week from today, a week from tomorrow. Oh, week from yesterday, I should say. And I'll be talking about it on Sunday's show, which is today's show, about it. So, it's like I said, I have the 11th pick, which should be very interesting. And the overall consensus pick for most people is that Mike Trout's going to be picked first. Me, like I said, I wouldn't pick him. I wouldn't do it. Would not do it. Wouldn't even come across my head of picking him. I don't think he's worth a first round pick. In fact, does he go in the first round? Does Mike Trout go in the first round? Does he go in the first round? Most people think he should go in the first round. You're taking a heck of a chance. A heck of a chance having him go in the first round. That are you going to be chasing last season numbers, hoping he duplicates them? I mean, he got a heck of a lineup. They do have a heck of a lineup. And but Victor, you need to be ashamed of yourself for this. You need to be ashamed of yourself for the simple reason that you need to be ashamed of yourself. I think that Victor, we'll see what happens. I'm answering somebody that Let me put it this way. I think that Victor is going to, well, he did it already. So it's obvious that he wants to go into a I think Victor, I'm sorry, because someone is saying something or responded to something like that, and I'm a little upset about, but I'm sorry. Let me get back to the show. Victor, you should be ashamed of yourself. You hide behind the premise that this thing was randomized, and it's just too coincidental that you get the third pick and I get the 11th pick when it was obvious since I won it and since I was winning it all last year that you were like in stunned disbelief and a little jealous that I did what I did. And so handily, so I would say so easily from start to finish, and I talked about it. So I understand you're a young person. You're a younger guy than I am, all right? I have a son your age, so I understand. But it's okay because you can take the second pick away because from what I'm seeing, I'm only giving up the second pick. And you can take away, you can have your high pick. I'll take my low pick. And still, I say still, I'll have a shot, a strong shot to win this league. I don't know. I know you try to stack it that the more players, the harder it would be for me to win it. But that's okay. That's all right, Victor. You know what? It'll make the victory that much sweeter when, in the end, come September, when the bottom line and you have to send that championship payment through PayPal to me, it'll be that much sweeter. So thank you, Victor, for giving me an added incentive for smacking you down one more time. And in this way, I'll show you who is the most dominant fantasy player. Football, baseball, basketball. Because I beat you handily in all three. True, you won this year. Every now and then a squirrel finds a nut. Every now and then you have a bad year. Like I said, and I've always said, it doesn't make a difference what fantasy venue that you're in, whether it's basketball, baseball, or football. It's a combination of knowledge and skill and luck. And luck has a lot to do with what happens from week to week, whether your player gets hurt, whether he performs well, whether he doesn't perform well, or he gets hurt early in the game, he gets hurt late in the game, or he doesn't get hurt at all. There's a lot of factors in any of the fantasy leagues that you play in. And luck plays a huge part in that. So it is what it is. I just wanted to let you know that. And hopefully you will be a little bit more less resentful when I dominate in playing you. But that's okay. That's quite all right. I understand. I consider the source, so I understand. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying before. Mike Trout. You know, I don't have an obsession with him, but yes, I do and I don't. For the simple reason that I really believe people are chasing last year's numbers. Last year's numbers. What other second-year player is going to be picked one like that? You think he's going to be the best player for Miguel, Ryan, Robinson Cano? I don't know. Anyway, I have a strong sense of who I'm going to be picking number 11. It's not going to be a pitcher. It's plenty of guys out there that I think are going to give serious numbers that I can get lower in the first round. And I'm going to go for it. Let's look at a draft, okay? Standard League. Head-to-head. Catcher, first baseman, second baseman, third baseman, shortstop. Outfielders, utility. You know what? Let's go this way. Let's go this way. You know what? I'll go this way. I'll go in my league that I'm going to be drafting next week. Okay? Next week. And the categories are, let me just go here. Categories are, my team go this way. Oh, where am I at here? Categories are scoring scenarios. I'm sorry. Apologize for this. Head-to-head, okay? The batting stat categories are at-bats, runs, hits, home runs, runs batted in, stolen bases, walks, strikeouts, excuse me, total bases, errors, and batting average, which is, if I'm not mistaken, 11 categories. 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. Yeah, 11 categories. In the pitching categories, it should be 12 of them, which is 23 categories altogether. Pitching appearances, innings pitched, wins, losses, saves, hits, walks, strikeouts, holds, earned run average, walks and hits, and innings pitched, which is WHIP, and blown saves, which is 12 categories. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes, 12 categories. So what do you think? You think you should be loading up on pitchers or loading up on everyday players? In my opinion, we got a caller here. Let me get this caller in. He's been sitting in here for a while. Caller from the 661. Sorry I didn't get you sooner. Welcome to the Master Plan. State your name and ask your question.
I want to know why you calling me out knowing that I didn't do nothing wrong.
Okay.
That's okay. I got you, old guy.
Let me tell you something, Victor.
Legit. All let me on the table.
Let me tell you, Victor. It's awful. It's a hell of a coincidence that I get almost the lowest pick in the first round, and you get almost the exact opposite pick what I get. So you get the third pick, I get the 11th pick. That's a hell of a coincidence.
All I'm saying is I went to the draft lottery randomizer.com. I gave everybody one ball. I hit randomize, and that's how it came out. Now, to be truthful, that's exactly what happened. And God had it fated because last year I was one of the worst teams, and last year you were the best team. Mom helped you with your draft. As you said, experience and knowledge helped.
You're still being disrespectful there. You're still being disrespectful. You can't give – you just – It's just beyond you to give me the respect and acknowledgement that I dominated from start to finish, just like I said I was going to do, just like I told you I was going to do.
I tell you what, I'll give you that respect if you take back the harsh words you said, because I did not load anything. I loaded nothing.
I take it back, Victor, okay? I take it back. But.
Now there's a but.
There's a but. There has to be a but. I looked at the my draft. Where the heck is it at? And it looks like I've only given up a second round pick.
I know, because the third round pick, I don't know who else you traded with, but I had another one of your picks that I traded away to Living in a Hole. So I don't know where you recouped that third round pick from. Maybe it's because whoever you traded with didn't return and then gave it back to you. But I gave up a third round pick. I had two of them, And I gave one up to Living in a Hole because we made a deal.
So. Okay. Well, all I can tell you is this. I'm giving up the second round pick, which is not really a big deal to me, and I'm still going to kick this league's ass again. Coming from the 11 hole. Victor, you know this is me. You know that from the time you've talked to me, the first time you ever talked to me on the air, I've been very, I wouldn't say arrogant, but very cocky. Let me put it that way. And I want my
Ray Lewis autograph. I want my Ray Lewis autograph picture back that I sent you. You don't deserve that.
Hey, what do you mean I don't deserve that? I deserve that. Absolutely, I deserve that. Because I'm the master. I am the master. I keep telling you that. And I prove to you over and over and over again. And you just refuse to acknowledge it. But the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. One of these basketball leagues I'm going to win, too. I guarantee it. I'm going to win one of these basketball leagues.
Okay. I beat you down in our last matchup. If I make the playoffs, you're getting eliminated.
You're not making the playoffs. We only have one week left, I think.
Nope, we got two more weeks left.
You're not making the playoffs. I won a division because if I win this week, Ricky can't catch me. He's supposed to.
No, I ain't talking about Yahoo. I ain't talking about Yahoo. I'm talking about ESPN. Yahoo,
oh,
I know I'm not gonna.
You can forget that. I mean, you beat me last time. You know, I think maybe 2 weeks out of the whole year, something might beat me fair and square. The reason I'm saying that is because. A few times I got beat is because I missed one night not getting my picks in correctly. That'll kill you, especially if it's a close game. It's a close matchup. I'm looking at my schedule now, see how you did here. Let me see. You got beat down in the first time I met you. You got beat down the second time I met you. And you beat me fair and square the last time, but that's the last time. And we meet the last weekend week of the month.
Yes,
so,
of the season.
And you're gonna get beat down again because I'm about to beat my the guy who beat me down last time, famous D Money, who's 12-6. I'm 11-5. So he and I are I'm 13-5. He and I are contending for the second spot. And I know he thinks he's going to get it. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. Famous D Money. Famous D Money ain't going to be famous after I get down beating him today. So,
okay.
It is what it
all
is.
Right.
It is.
Well,
it is what
I'm
it is.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm guaranteed one of three players, Mike Trout, Miguel Cabrera, or Ryan Braun.
Well, let me put it this way.
I will say this to all of those who are listening. To all that are listening, there was no cheating. There is no collusion. All it is a randomized draft that anyone can go and use for free. And I posted it.
Well, that's okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What will happen is I will win my division. I will then go on to be either the 1, 2, or 3 seed, because winning a division means you get to be one of those seeds. And I will dominate in the playoffs.
You know why you won't dominate? I tell you why you won't dominate.
And,
it took 3 seasons of you playing fantasy baseball before you got me into playing fantasy baseball. The first 2 seasons,
yeah.
when you told me what your lineup was, what did I tell you? What did I tell you you were weak at? And it was identical.
My pictures.
Yes. So when I jumped into the league, I knew how you suck in drafting in fantasy baseball. So I wasn't. That was one person eliminated right there. So.
Oh wow! For real.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely, for the simple fact you suck at fantasy baseball. So,
okay. All right. I had one bad year.
No, you had two bad years. Because every time you told me your lineup, I told you straight up what the problem was. I knew nothing about fantasy baseball. I just was talking baseball, and I knew what your problem was, the first two. So you load up on hitters and wait, God knows how late you wait to get your pitchers, which is fine. That's your philosophy. You can follow your philosophy to the losers category all the time with that.
Oh, my
but,
gosh.
Well, you did. So you did. So 3 years in a row, you followed that philosophy, and 3 years in a row, you had that big L sitting on your forehead. And now you have the third pick in the draft, and you either will get Mike Trout, Ryan Braun, or Miguel Cabrera. Well, I'm telling you this, and I've been preaching this, and I'm going to keep preaching this, and we'll see what happens in the draft. People are so high on Mike Trout. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. I made a bold statement, I think it was last week or whatever. I'll be surprised if at the end of the season in fantasy baseball if he's in the top 10. I'll be really surprised if he's in the top 10 in fantasy baseball. Because I think everybody's jumping on the Mike Trout bandwagon. A lot of people have him first. Myself, I've told you already, I have Ryan Braun first. I have Miguel Cabrera second. I have a hard time even putting Mike Trout in the top 10. Honestly, because I think the teams are going to. I know he's got a powerful lineup. He can be protected. But I still think teams are going to adjust to Mike Trout, and he is going to have a sophomore slump. I really believe that. Really believe
so
that.
So who do you have in your top – who do you have in your top 12 then?
Who do I have in my top 12? Well – like I said, I had a hard time picking Mike Trout in there, but I'm trying to think what I picked before. Give me a minute because I had picked.
You're senile. I know you're a little senile. I got you.
What? What'd you say?
You're a little senile. You're a little
no,
female.
I mean,
you're forgetful.
No, I have to think out what I I picked up. Let me see. What did I pick? What the heck was that? I'm having a banter back with Mac about this prayer breakfast that the Dr. Gordon decided to hide behind the his religion. And speaking out on Obama, disrespecting him. You know, I'm gonna get off the sports for a minute because I really wanted to vent with somebody with this, and we started going at it on Friday about this. I'm getting sick and tired of people disrespecting the president, thinking they can do so many things with this black president compared to other presidents that are of the African-American persuasion. You don't see any of these other presidents going through the disrespectful type of things that have been going on, the finger-pointing, the things that are being said in the presence of the president when the venue or the place to say it is not the right place to say it. I can't believe that an African-American doctor with high esteem would actually go to a prayer breakfast and hide behind his religion and said some of the things he said in front of the president. And in my opinion, it was a political statement, and he hid behind his religion to justify it, since it was a prayer breakfast.
I'll say this. Dr. Gordon, I was here, and you know that the military is pretty much Republican,
yes,
one of the lieutenant colonels that I'm working with, you know, he was excited when he read it. He's like, yes, yes, I'm excited. I hope he runs for president, da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really, he just lost a little bit of my respect for doing that. He was like, why, you don't follow that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, sir, but they're not out of uniform, so I really can't debate you because you can shut me down if you don't like what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dr. Gordon, he's a very well-respected individual, no
sure.
matter where you go or what, you know,
right.
what you think.
Right.
I'm with you on where he did this and how he did it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that view, fine. Have that view. Not a problem. But it's using that venue in his face to the world is a very, very big sign of disrespect. I lost
Absolutely.
A little bit of respect for him doing it that way. Now, if he would have done it, you know, if he was asked a question or if they were in private or something like that and he did that, cool. But not in a place where you have the media to get the president's reaction from what he's saying and putting them on blast like that. No.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to make that statement, run for president in 2016. Do whatever it is you're going to do, but if you're going to put them on Front Street like that, you know, how you feel about them and that you think that this individual is ruining the military and so on, I really think Dr. Gordon needs to look at exactly what's going on. I mean, if that's the case, where's the power at? You know, yes, the president has made some mistakes, but he's been forced to flex his muscle when he needed to, and when he can't, it's because the other party is saying, look, we're not going to do nothing that you want us to do until you do exactly what we tell you to do. And that's the problem that the Republican Party has. I mean, they're not going to stop the sequester. It's doing exactly what they want. It's limiting government and it's cutting out programs. They have no intention of stopping it. And all the while, dumbass people are going to continue to blame the president when it's not really his fault. There are people saying he needs to reach across the aisle. Okay, he's trying, but when you tell me it's all or nothing, what type of bargaining can you do? If you
mm-hmm.
tell me, you got to get rid of all this in your health care bill before I can consider talking to you, you know, what type of crap is that? I mean,
yep.
Dr. Gordon can be whoever he is. Matt's going to be whoever he is. People in the world are going to be whoever they are. But the bottom line is, you know, it takes two. My man Rob A said, it takes two to make a thing go right. It
mm-hmm.
takes two to make a thing go wrong.
Right.
You know, it takes two to make a thing go wrong. And until both sides can compromise, then it's not just mm-hmm. the president. But that's all I got to say on that. I'm going to let you finish doing what you do before I get ready to go to work. So,
how's things going, man?
Huh?
How are things going?
Oh, they're going good. They're going
yeah.
good. I mean, I just discovered that I can use my Skype here when I'm in the barracks for wireless.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I knew that when I came back, I'd be using my Skype. But
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that, so... You know, it is what it is.
Okay. Well, you hang in there, man. I hate to say I'm not going to say enjoy because I know you're not enjoying it, but then you may, depending on what you're doing. So, hang in there. Everything is cool here. Hopefully, you'll be able to. I don't know how you're going to do the draft next week, but it is what it is.
I'll make it happen.
Well, you better because...
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
March numbers are not looking stellar. That's all I wanted to say to you. You're supposed to be this great savior. The numbers are not good. I'm just
well,
saying.
Last week wasn't good. The week before was pretty good.
March numbers.
Is that right? Really?
They're lacking. They're lacking.
Are they really?
You're supposed to have this high standard.
Okay.
They're okay.
Hey.
They're not as good as when I'm hosting.
Oh boy.
You know.
Oh boy. Are you just talking about your Saturday show, or are you talking about all the shows?
No, I'm just talking about all of them.
Okay.
All of them. the master plan is getting replayed a lot. So, you know, that's the only one that's getting a lot of buzz. So, you know, because I'm making my appearance, of course. I know that the ratings went off the charts when I appeared.
Don't even try. You weren't there last week, and the ratings were very high. So don't even go there. I don't think you were there the week before, were you?
Exactly. I don't know.
So.
But all right,
we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Stop putting me down.
My quick 12, I should say, is Ryan Braun, Miguel Cabrera, right now, Mike Trout, Robinson Cano, Carlos Gonzalez, Matt Kemp, Pujols, Tulowitzki, Votto, Ramirez, Gonzalez, and Bryce Harper. But I'm torn because I think Giancarlo Stanton is going to be having a good year too. So we'll see what happens.
I got a question. You said you struggled to put Mike Trout in your top 10, but you have him ranked number 3.
I said
three.
Right now.
That doesn't make sense.
I said right now. Right now he's in the top 10. He's got to be in the top 10. I'm not saying he's the number 1 pick, but he's got to be in the top 12, I should say. But I don't think he's going to be at the end of the year that he's going to be in the top 10. I really don't believe that's going to happen. I really don't. But if I had the number 1 pick, if I had the number 2 pick and number 3 pick, I probably wouldn't take Mike Trout in any one of those. I'll tell you that right now. That's my opinion.
You can make some trades. I mean, if you want to trade some draft picks, you know, I'm always willing to do that.
Well, I have the number 11. You know. So, I mean, you want to give up your number 3 pick?
I want that. Oh no!
You want the number 11 pick. You know why? Because right behind that you have your pick, which is my pick. I'm not stupid. That'll give me a longer lag. Excuse me.
I'll give you my 3rd and 4th for your 1st and 7th, or 1st and 6th.
No. I'm keeping my 11th pick.
My 3rd and 4th for your 1st and 6th.
Your what?
Come on.
Your 3rd pick and your 4th pick.
Yes.
Your first round 3rd pick. Is that what you mean?
No. My 3rd rounder and 4th rounder for your 1st and 6th or 1st and 7th.
Oh hell no!
Give me your first.
That means you get two picks in the 1st round and 2 picks in the 2nd round. What do you think? I'm stupid? Come on, man!
No. Jerry. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is I want your 1st round pick.
You not get my 1st round pick. I love where I'm picking at. Because the fact is, you can take the pick I have
in the
2nd round, because everything else after that, I'm going to dominate. I'm going to be picking things.
Just like you guys last year were
dogging me out about some of the picks I made and who got dogged out during the season. Hello.
Jerry, I tell you what. I'll give you my 3rd. Overall pick, I give my 3rd overall pick for your 1st and your 3rd.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Hell no. Hell no.
Move up to the 3rd spot.
Hell no. Hell no. So you can have my 11th pick in the 1st round. You can have my 3rd pick or 2nd pick in the 2nd round. And you can have I'm trying to think what else you have.
It'll be close to the last pick. It'll be the 35th pick in
that's
the third
all right.
round.
That's all right.
That's not a bad.
No, I'm fine.
That's not a bad deal for you.
I'm only losing 1 pick here. You're trying to pick up 2 picks on me? No, that ain't happening. New.
JT.
New.
JT.
New.
let's be friends.
The son of Mildred's going to kick your ass.
What?
The son of Mildred is going to kick your ass.
The son of Mildred.
Yes.
Okay. Tell Mildred I said don't be helping you with your damn draft next time.
Don't need to.
Or your
don't need to.
Pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell mom don't be helping you with your picks and your draft and your waiver wire pickup.
All I got to say is this: do your homework, because I'm going to be picking up players on the waiver wire during the season. Like, you're going to be scratching your head, just like a few of you guys scratched your head, like, why did he pick up that? And that guy happened to come through more than once. Pitchers, you grab some pitchers I picked off the waiver wire, and they turn out to blow up. I'm going to do the same thing, same exact thing, because all you guys in this league, I hope you're listening, because all of you are suckers. Absolutely. I'm going to dominate again, just like I did last season. And you can post that on your Yahoo page, too, because it's a quote. All you guys are suckers. As soon as I get off this,
I want to see the poster.
All you guys are suckers, and the championship is mine. You're playing for second. That's all.
Wow. So you're saying you're going back to back?
Back to back.
Matter of fact, here's what you need to do. You need to change your team name to Son of Mildred. Not the Master Plan. Son of Mildred. That's what I want to see. I want to see that.
You will see it. No problem. No problem.
Right. I go home.
What's in the name? What's in the name? Don't mean a thing. Domination is the name of the game. So.
Whatever.
I may not go from start to finish, but the finish will be mine. Let me put it that way. The finish, I will dominate the end and the end.
You'll be finished.
Excuse me?
You'll be finished, just like Mortal Kombat. Just like Mortal Kombat says, finish him, finish your ass.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. And finish doing your thing in the latrine and whatever else you're doing, and then enjoy your time up in the hills or wherever you're at.
All right, guys.
Take care, my man.
Later.
Right. All right, that was Victor Gardner. And he's out of here for now. And like I had said before, we do have a draft coming next Saturday at 3 o'clock, which is right after, or a half hour after the, excuse me, the FFP show, which is 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Saturday, which I'll be hosting again. And what I'll be doing is this. I'll be going through a mock draft on Saturday to see how close I can come to what's actually going to take place on later Saturday. And then I'll be reviewing how close I came to each team picking where they picked. Okay? So that we're talking about several rounds here, and let me see how many rounds we have. We have Central Draft Ranking Draft. Oh, there it is. Draft Picks. Draft Picks. So, I have two picks in the 11th round. Okay. So we're talking about, what was I talking about? Me picking in the 11th round. We have a 12-team league, like I said, and we're going to be seeing that if how I do according to what the other people are going to be drafting. I don't have a second-round pick. I traded that off to Victor. Victor doesn't have a third-round pick. He traded it off to another member of the draft. He has two second-round picks. He has two 10-round picks. I have two 11th-round picks. There's another member who has two 3-round picks, two 7th-round picks, and we have 24 rounds that we're going to be going through. So at least half the rounds, the 12 rounds, at least half the rounds, I'm going to try to pick starting on Saturday to see how close I can come to the actual draft that's going to take place a little while after the show ends on Saturday. And I'll be reviewing that on Sunday. Hopefully, I can come pretty close to it and see how well I assumed or was able to get into thinking of several players, several owners in this league. So we'll see what happens here. Like I told Victor, and I'm gonna post it right now. I'm going to post it right now. That I'm going to dominate this league. All these owners are suckers. And all these owners are suckers. And you're all playing for second. So it is what it is, and hopefully these owners, I can get them riled up, which is fine by me. I could care less. And we have some good bantering going back and forth, plus some good matchups. You know, each one of these guys are going to, once I post this, each one of these guys are going to talk a whole bunch of junk to me. They're going to talk a whole bunch of smack, and they're going to be dying, absolutely dying to beat me, to prove a point, which is fine. You know, I do this because I like doing it, for one, meaning talking smack. I do it to enhance the banter going back in the league, for one. And I do it because it's fun to me. I mean, it's fun. I mean, some guys may take it seriously. All I do is take it as having fun. Life's too short to not have fun playing fantasy baseball, football, basketball, whatever it is. So you want to talk junk, you want to talk smack, say this and that, fine. You want to, but it's all in the context of playing fantasy. So if you take it seriously, and hopefully some of these guys, but I'm almost pretty sure at least one of these guys are going to take it seriously, it's fine. I understand it, but I'm letting you listeners know that it's all in jest, and all I'm just a thing about having fun. So, with that being said, I'm going to post this, and you know I'm going to get a response. You know I'm going to get a response from this. So it is what it is. You know that when you put something like that out there, you're going to get a response, which is fine. And it's not the first time that I've put myself out there like this and either got my face kicked in, or won the league. So I've had it both ways, and you can have it both ways. There's nothing wrong with talking smack. If you back it up, you back it up. If you don't, don't. But it's all in the fun of playing fantasy. You know, it just can't be crunching numbers, making research, doing things at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You got to have a little fun when you play fantasy. So just think about that. When the next time that one of your opponents is getting serious, do something to lighten it up. Because it's all, what is it? It's fantasy. It's not for real. I know we're playing for money. A lot of leagues play for money. A lot of leagues play for fun. But one way or the other, regardless if it's for money or not, it's all in fun because it's all in fantasy. And remember, Ryan Braun, Miguel Cabrera, I told this before, Robinson Cano, Carlos Gonzalez, Matt Kemp, Pujols, Trout's in there somewhere, Pujols, Tulowitzki, Votto, Ramirez, Gonzalez, and Bryce Harper. Now, Bryce Harper is number 12. I'm looking for Bryce Harper to have huge numbers. He's going to, the league adjusted to him, and he adjusted to the league. I think he's going to have a better year this year than he had last year. And I'm looking forward to that. I think that could really happen. With that being said, I got 2 minutes left in the show. 2.5 minutes left in the show. Excuse me. I want to thank everyone who's been listening, everyone who jumped in the chat room and listened. I really appreciate you listening. Tune in next week on Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the FSP Cruise Show, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, like I said. Or if you'd like a political show mixed in with sports, tune in to the No Chaser. I'll be the host. Mac Williams is the co-host, and we talk about sports, we talk about politics, and it's unabashed and it's unadulterated talk. So be able to talk frank and speak your piece on that show, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 1 p.m. FSP show. Next week, I'll be the host, and I'll be talking. I'm going through a mock draft. Hopefully, I can get to the end of the mock draft, but I'm going to a mock draft. We're going to do a mock draft on Saturday, the 23rd. And I hope you join me. And maybe I can help you in your draft later that weekend or in the future past that weekend. With that being said, I want to thank you for listening. I'm going to end this show with, like I always end this show, life is a sphere. What goes around comes around. Be careful how you treat people. Today may be for you, but always remember tomorrow is for someone else. Just how God pulls you up, he can pull you down. You never know who you will need in the future. So I say it again. Be careful how you treat people. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Peace and blessings. I'm going to start just like I ended, with a little skin tight, and we're out of here. See ya.